Daf is Daf Nun Vav, so I figure we start on the last few lines of Nun Hey and Bez. Five lines up, it says, Aval the Shabbos Lo. Gemara had been discussing about what's considered a mafsik with different Yeshios with regards to Tumah and Peah. So now the Gemara says, Aval the Shabbos Lo. With respect to Shabbos, these things are not considered a hefsek of Rishios. We'll see the significance of that in a second. But Rava Amar, Afilu Linen Shabbos. Now, even with respect to Shabbos, these types of partitions, as we'll see just in a moment again, would be considered a hefsek. So what's a hefsek Rishios in regards to Hilcho Shabbos? So the Gemara says as follows, Detanya. Hoti chatzi grogeres l'rishus harabim. The halacha is if you bring a size of whatever food you're bringing, the shear of a hotzah is that food. So grogeres, a full grogeres, would be considered a violation of hotzah carrying on Shabbos. So if you bring a chatzi grogeres, which is only be chatzi shear that's asur min haTorah, but it wouldn't be a chiv chatas. So hoti chatzi grogeres l'rishus harabim. You carry it in rishus harabim, but only half the shear. V'nicha, you place it down. And then v'chazav hotzi chatzi grogeres acheres. Then you bring another half, a different item, but that's equal the other half of grogeres. Behelam echad chayv. If it's all with one helam, which means you forgot about Shabbos and you never remembered in the interim that it was Shabbos, so it's all, even though it could have taken place over the course of 3 hours, let's say, but it's all you thought it wasn't Shabbos, you thought it was Sunday. So you're chayv because even though you did it in parts, it's still considered one ma'isa with regards to Shabbos. But b'shnei halamos pater. But let's say you brought a chatzi grogeres. Then you remember, oh, it's taka Shabbos. Then later on, you forget it's Shabbos yet again, and you bring another chatzi grogeres. So that separates the two actions, since you remembered your Shabbos in between the two, and you cannot combine the two to a full shear of a grogeres, and you would not be chayiv a chatas in that case, because, again, shnei halamos, your pater. But comes along Rabbi Yossi, he says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, behelam echad, if it's all with one helam, with all one forgetting, you forgot it was Shabbos, b'rishus achas chayiv. If you're in that same rishus harabim, so then you're going to be chayiv. However, b'shtei rishios, if it's two different rishios, even though it might be helam achas pater. Because he holds that rishios is mechalkos as well. And the idea is when it comes to Shabbos, you have to have some continuous act. Whenever the sign that breaks up that act into two and splits up the shear into two, then you're not chayiv anymore. So the first opinion of the Tanakami here felt that if it's shnei halamos, two different forgetting in two different times, that's a mechalik, the two actions is independent. But Rabbi Yossi says no, and not only that, but even if two different physical rishios, he brought a half a grogeres in this rishios, then he walked to another highway and he brought another half a grogeres there, that physical barrier will separate the two actions, and you cannot combine it to one grogeres, and you would be pater according to Rabbi Yossi. So that's how we see when it comes to Shabbos, even rishios are separate. So let's go a little bit further. So what qualifies, how do you distinguish between two different rishios? So Amar Rabba says, so we're talking about right now, there's two types of hotzah, just to be clear. There's either hotzah when you go from one rishus to another rishus, either from rishus harabim to rishus yachid, or rishus yachid to rishus harabim. And the other hotzah is the person's carrying dald amos in a rishus harabim, that's another way to be chayv hotzah. So we're talking about carrying dald amos in a rishus harabim. So how do you define two different public domains? So Rabba says,
I thought we were talking about going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim and then coming back, going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim.
I think we're talking about two Rishus HaRabims here. If you look at...
But each time you came from Rishus HaYachid, each time we came from Rishus HaYachid, aren't we?
I mean,
not necessarily.
The case of the Braisa is from Rishus HaYachid to Rabba,
yeah, so it could be, but if you look at this next piece of a Rabba, Rabba doesn't seem to be saying that way.
Right, look, so the original Braisa is Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim.
I'm not sure if that's so clear from the Braisa itself. The Braisa simply says you bring it to Rishus HaRabim. I'm not sure if it's clear it's Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim. I see the Masifta says that as well, it's Rishus HaYazadim.
Right.
But it seems from this next qualification of Rabba, it seems to be referring to Rishus HaRabim only. Because look how he defines, two different Rishios. So Rabba says, I'm a Rabba, v'hu sheyesh chiv chatas b'neim, aval karmelus lo. Has to be a situation where there's a chiv chatas in between. So this Rashbam explains here that v'hu sheyesh chiv chatas b'neim, sheyesh rishus hayachid bein shtei rishus rabbins. It has to be this private domain in between the two public domains. Shim hotzi mimenu lehen, O mehen hichnis lo chayv chatas. If you go from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid or vice versa, you'll be chayv Hilkach chashiv hefsek lasosim shneim. So therefore, it's the way you define two different highways, if there are some houses in between, so that separates the two different highways. But if there's a carmelis, which could be simply just a small street, which is not a private domain, but at the same time it doesn't qualify as a public domain. Now the definition of public domain is either 16 amos, or maybe an additional, you need 600,000 people there. But if there's only a carmelis in between, a street that doesn't qualify, that's a carmelis. So according to Rabba, that's all considered one domain. All of those rishis rabbim, it's all considered continuous. That's Rabba's shita. But then comes along Abai says, no, a few carmelis, even if you have a small street in between two highways, that would also separate the two rishis rabbim as two independent rishios. Aval pisla lo. But if it's a pisl that's separating it, which Rashbam says a pisl is kigon chatichas eitz, oh amud, you have like some piece of wood or little beams, she'aim or pillars, she'ain gavo asar amos, they are not 10 amos high, vein rochev dal, it's not 4 tefachim wide, or inami, alternatively, it is gavo yud, but el she'ain rochev dal, okay, it doesn't have the typical dimensions of a rishis yachid. To have a makom patur. Now, makom patur is a whole other concept the Gemara talks about. When it comes to rishios, there are really four rishios, according to the Gemara and Shabbos. The two that we typically know of, which is the Raisa, is this rishis ha-yachid, and then there's rishis ha-rabim. But then there's a karmelis, which has all dine iser midrabanan. It's not either one, but they said iser midrabanan. And then there's the area of makom patur, where it's either not tall enough or it's not wide enough. It's just a makom patur. It's like a no man's land, if you will. So if there's a pisla that's in between, separating between these two highways, which is we're calling a makom patur, too small to be its own rishus, that according to the Zabaye does not serve as a hefsek, and the two highways combine as one continuous large rishus harabim. And then comes along the third shita, which is Rava, and Rava says, Amar afilu pisla, even a pisla, even though you might have small area, the dead man's, no man's land here, even that will be considered a separation, and two rishus would be separating, and therefore a person carried in one rishus harabim half a gogeres, and another rishus harabim another half a gogeres, you would not combine the two of them if you hold like this Rabbi Yossi, that when it comes to Hotzava Shabbos, rishuyos would be mafzik between the maisa. That's what we learn from this halach. Okay, so Gemara now says, it sounds like a continuation of this discussion, but this machlok is what this next line is referring to. The Gemara says, actually, no, not yet. One more time. Three more lines before I get to that. I'm sorry. V'oz the Rava l'tamei, dama Rava rishus Shabbos ki rishus gittin dami. The halachas of Shabbos are just like the halachas of gittin. So what's the significance of that? Look what the Rashbam writes around 10 narrow lines up. Kirshus Gittin Dami. He quotes the Gemara in Maseches Gittin in Perek HaZorik, Daf Ayin Zayin. Dim Hikna Lo Chatzera. If the husband is makna over to his wife, a chatzer, in Laskarish, he wants her to have her own rishus, so he could drop off a gettin in that chatzer, and it will be a good nasin biyada, be considered a nasina. So he says, here's a chatzer for you. Vizarik la get, and throws a get into her now newly owned chatzer. Vinafal al ha-pisla, falls out on the pisla, which is shebechatzer, which is on an area right outside the chatzer. Eino migreshes. The question is that pisla part of the chatzer, or it's not part of the chatzer? These little pillars that are a fence, which is around the chatzer. Deha pisla makom acher bifnei atzmo. This pisla area is viewed as an independent domain. Veino bichlal chatzer. It doesn't work. Just like by Shabbos, Rava holds pisla is not considered. It's a makom bifnei atzmo. It's not part of the chatzer. The chatzer hikna la v'lo pisla. He only gave her the chatzer, but he didn't give her the pisla. The chad makom moshel inish. A person lends one area to a person, but trey makomos. This is the borrowing the language of the Gemara there in Gittin. Trey makomos lo moshel inish. A person doesn't lend out two areas at a time. So hachim mefarshin lehasam. The Kama Rava says there. Rishus Shabbos domel rishus Gittin. What do you mean? The hachanami linen Shabbos havi hach pisla makom chashuv bifnei atzmo. It's viewed as an independent area and is mechalik rishuyos imhu beemtza. So, how does it work out with Rava, though? Yeah, right, exactly. So Rava says that a pisla does separate the two rishus harabim. It's viewed as a rakum from the atzmo. Right. So to by gittin, he only gave her the chatzir, but the pisla is not included because the pisla is viewed as a makom bifnei atzmo. So that's Rava l'shitaso.
Right, which in gittin is machver and in Shabbos is mekel.
End up being that it serves as a chumrin gittin that it, well, I'm not, it's not a good get. The chumrah that's not a good get, and they're still married.
In Shabbos,
it's a cool. You don't have to.
Right.
Depends how you define a chumrah and a cool also. Okay. Is a chumrah to stay married or to be divorced?
Poor guys.
He's up on the shoulder of fun. So why do you think he just give her, make something her rishus, give her something, and even though she doesn't want it?
No, he gave it to her. He gave it as a kinyan.
I'm saying maybe she doesn't want it.
No, she accepted it.
She accepted it.
Fine. So she accepted the chatzar. She wanted the chatzar. So the Gemara says now ein sham lo meitzer lo chatzar. So let's say there is no grass there. We had this before. There's no grass or any other separation between the properties. So again, unclear what this is referring to here. So the Rashbam says if you go two wide lines down, there is no bold. It's the two dots. It says v'kabay Gemara l'Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara is asking Rabbi Yochanan. We're going back to the discussion of Da'amar Hameitzer v'achatzav mafsikin benichse ager. These grass or weeds separate two properties, even though it was owned by the same ger. Now it's hefker. Shlo yikne becheskas chaveiro ad sheyachzik b'shem. If you do one kinyan on one chatzar, does not carry over to the other one if it's separated by this meitzer or chatzav. That's Rashbam's understanding of this question. Toso says no. It refers to a earlier discussion. A closer discussion to this sugya here. Tosos writes, Dibur Maschil Ein, Atuma Kai. He's referring to the lachas of Tuma, whether this separates regarding Tuma or not. That's what this question's regarding. So Gemara doesn't really tell us, so that's why there's a machlokas. So Mai, what's the halacha? If there is no meter, if there is no chatz, if there's nothing separating it, do we view the whole property as one, either legabe nichse ger or legabe Tuma? So the Gemara answers, Mai, so Pirish Rebbe Mirinus Mishmo, in his name, I guess in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he says Rashbam, Kol She Nikres Al Shemo, any that's called his name. So you have one large property. If this is referred, that this was the Ger's property, so that's his property. However, people refer to it. You have to ask around. This is his big field, and if, as long as they call it, this is his field, so that would be considered one chazakah in one area would qualify for the whole area. So hey chidami, what does this mean? How do you call the name based on the guy's name, the field based on his name? So Amar Papa the Karile Bay Gragosa de Plani. You say this is the field of Ploni, and that's it. Says Rashbam, nothing novel here. Kol Hasade Shaya Hager Mashke Miboro Kana Hakol B'Milchush Echad. Any area that he would water on his own from his own well, that would be considered his. And one little chazak on one corner works for the entire property. So the Gemara says, now Yosef Rav Acha Bar Aviyab Kame De Rabbi Asi V'Yosef V'Kamer Mishrei De Rabbi Asi Bar Chanina Chatsuva Mafsik B'Nifse Ager. He thinks that Chatsuva separates between properties of a ger, and one chazaka on one area would not work for the area on the other side of this chatzufa. So my chatzufa, what exactly is a chatzufa? So the Gemara says as follows: Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shebo Tichem Yeshua Yisrael Es Haaretz. That's what Yeshua ben Nun used to delineate the borders of the various shvatim. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Lomana Yeshua El Ayaros Haomdes Al Hagvul, and he only counted the cities that were on the borders. So look what the Rashbam says here. Actually, look at Tosos even better. Tosos writes here that Dibur Maschil Haomdes Al Hagvulin Ein Lefarish Al Hagvulin She Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't referring to the borders of Eretz Yisrael, bordering Jordan and Syria and. Ella, what he's referring to here is the Kama Ayaros Chashuv Shem Be'emsa, Eretz Yisrael. You look in the Nevi'im, there are many cities that he counted that are inside the borders of within Eretz Yisrael, and not in the borders, the outer borders. Ella, what this means is, Begvulin Dechol Sheva V'Sheva. He counted all the cities that bordered each particular tribe. That's what he was doing. He didn't count all the cities that were within. He said, these are your lines, and the city that's here is the border of Ephraim, and this is the city that's the border of Dan, and whatever it was. But he didn't count every city of Eretz Yisrael. So what are we learning from here? So too as well, this chatzuva is some type of tree that if you look at the Rashbam now, Rashbam says, where did the Rashbam go? I was looking for it. Didn't say it?
We had it yesterday.
Well, that's where it was? So it's an area that's the type of tree that doesn't really nourish from both sides. It just goes straight down. That's a border. No one's going to fight about it because it just goes straight down. That's how he used to delineate the various borders of the Shvatim. So to by Nichse Ager, if you have these trees that are going in between the properties that are straight down, that would separate the two properties. So a chazak on one property of the Ger would not work for the property on the other side of the Chatzuva. There you go. That's what I was looking for, yeah.
But here
also the Rashbam says, Shil Eina Yonek Lo Mikan Lo Mikan. It doesn't Yonek in either property. It goes straight down. It serves as a border in between the two different Shvatim. Marnal says on this topic of Eretz Yisrael, Amr of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Shehereyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Any area that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu, which we know he saw, he was Ochel to see, Chayv B'Maisa. So you have to do Maisa here. Rashbam quotes the famous pasuk that we're familiar with, that Bishas Misasa, when Moshe was dying, Kidichsev Vayireyu Hashem Es Kol Ha'aret Es HaGilod Adan. So any area that Moshe saw, that's the area that's chayiv in Meiser. So they figure out what's the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Chiyuv Meiser. So they point to the famous Gemara in Sota, that why in the world did Moshe Rabbeinu want to see Eretz Yisrael? What was his desire to enter in to Eretz Yisrael? And we say he had a taiva because he wanted to perform the mitzvahs at Tchilus Ba'aretz, which he couldn't yet perform in the Midbar. So he showed, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe all the areas that they're going to be mitzvahs. So that tells us, anything that he didn't show, there clearly is no Chiyuv Meiser, because he was trying to satisfy Moshe's desire to see where those mitzvahs would be performed. So that's why whatever Moshe saw, that tells us where there's a Chiyuv Meiser.
Here it says that it's coming to exclude the Eretz HaKeni, Knizi.
Yes, the Gemara is about to say that, yeah. The Gemara says, La Fuke Mai. So what's this coming to exclude? La Fuke Kini, Knizi, V'Kadmoni. These areas are not going to be included because Moshe Rabbeinu, the article is very good. So Moshe Rabbeinu did not see these three areas, and therefore there is no Chiyuv Meiser. So Rashbam points out here, look at the Dibur Maaser Chayiv B'Meiser. He says, Dehem Shiva Amimim Haksuv Mechomakom. These are the seven nations that are listed. Aval Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni Shenitnu La'Avram Avinu Bin Abbasarim. He was given these three additional areas. Lo Yischayivu B'Meiser Lasid Lavo Kishiach Zirim Lanu Lasid. Even though we're going to get them, they're not chayiv b'meiser. Inami, alternatively, im kivshu Yisrael mehem achrei Moshe Yeshua, if Yeshua goes ahead after Yeshua's death, rather, if the Bnei Yisrael were to conquer these areas, kulan p'turin min ha'meiser. So even though they're promised to Avram, since they were not shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, there is no chayiv meiser on them. Gemara now says, Tani Rebbe Meir Omer. Now, so the Gemara, this Brisa has a discussion. What is considered the area of Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni? So this is Machlokas. According to Rabbi Meir, it's Naftucha, Arva, V'Shalma. Doesn't mean anything to me. And Rabbi Huda Omer, Har Seir, Har Amonu Moav. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ardiskis Asya Vaspamya. Okay, so don't know what any of these mean, but there is one Tosas that points out here on the bottom. Ardiskis Asya. He says, Tema, Demasha Asya, those who remember the Gemara's in Sanhedrin, Asya B'chutzlar to you. It sounds like here Asiya is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Vim Kain asks Tosfos, Hei Chikamer Beperk Zeborer, that Rabbi Chiyar Bar Azar Zrunaki, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzut, Yotzadak, have a cause of the Abir Hashana, the Asiya. They're going to be Mabir the Shana in Asiya. Now it's interesting that Asiya here is spelled with an Ayin, in the Gemara Babas it's spelled with an Aleph, but they went to do it in Asiya. And Vahatani, the Baraita tells in the first Perk of Sanhedrin, De Ein Ma'abrin Ela B'Yehuda, meaning in Eretz Yisrael. So if they're going to Asya, that must have been Asya is in Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara here indicates Asya is outside Eretz Yisrael. So Bishma, I understand that Rabbi Meir di Bereshana Basya, that he went to Asya, Dikol Meimar de Lohiniach Kamos of Eretz Yisrael. So in Asya, the reason why you can't do it in Chutz Arts is because we assume the greatest Rabbanim are in Eretz Yisrael. Not because you have to dafka do it in Eretz Yisrael, but because the greatest Rabbanim were there. So Rabbi Meir did in Asya because you could say there's no one greater than him in Eretz Yisrael at the time. Kedamrina mebrachos that I'm Rabbi Kiva, Ella Rabbi Chia veRabbi Shimon lekel neimar de lo hanichu kamosin. It's impossible to say that when they went to Asin Chutz Laaretz, there's no one greater than them in Eretz Yisrael. That can't be. Tavri Shlokish have a kari lehu roei baker vechashud amal shvius. So clearly there were greater people in Eretz Yisrael. So how could they do it in Asya? Asya is only permitted to be done if there's no one else in Eretz Yisrael to do it. So V'yeh Shlomar Tosas answers, I think he answers this in Sanhedrin as well, Tahi la'aber haynu chishiv. They only tried to calculate it, but they didn't actually do the ibur. They didn't actually say, okay, now we are going to be ma'aber the shana. They just did the calculations, and then they went somewhere in Eretz Yisrael to end up doing it. That's what Tosas writes here, that again, Asya Taki is in Chutz La'aretz, and they never did the ibur shana. I think Tosas elsewhere might be one of the first Tosas in Gittin maybe. I think he says there are two Asyas. I think there are two types of Asyas, which are indicated from the Girsa. The Girsa in the Gemara here is with an Aleph, and the Girsa in Sanhedrin is with an Ayin. That's also, I think, an answer that they give. Okay. Gemara now says that the Mishnah, new Mishnah, tells Hayushnaim, if there are two people, may Eden also. Two people testify that Ruvain, Sha'och LaShalosh Shanim, we're going back to Chazaka now. Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So two Eden say, I saw Ruvain eat, and you and I said, we saw Ruvain eat for three consecutive years, so he gets to keep it. But let's say, Vinim Suzomim, let's say it turned out we are lying, and it's impossible, someone said, Imeno Hayisim, you were with us for 3 years in another place, it's impossible that you could have seen him eating 3 years in the property. So Mishalman lost a call. So we have to pay the full amount. Right? We almost had this guy lose his property, claiming that guy Reuven had a chazaka. Shimon was going to lose his $1 million property. So we owe $1 million to Shimon. Kashir Zamam. So again, Nimsu Zomimim, Mishalmim lo es kol ashanim. We have to pay as the false Edim the full amount that we almost had Shimon lose. But Rishona, Shnaim, let's say two Edim testify about the first year. And Bishnia, the second year, as I call Shana Shnayim Barishona, Shnayim Bishniyah, Shnayim Bishlishah. So you have two Edim for the first year, a different two Edim for the next year, and then a different two Edim for the third year. So now you have a total of six Edim. So then the lacha is, the Mishnah tells us, Mishalshin Beinem. Then they're all found to be Zomim, let's say. So then all six have to split the $1 million evenly. So let.
If only two were found out of the six.
So then nothing happens.
If they
could possibly, you don't have three Edim anymore, but no one's responsible to pay anything. So let's say Shlosha Achim Ve'echad Mitzarif. Let's say you have three brothers, one for each year. We know they can't testify with each other. And Echad, then you have this other guy, Levi, who saw all 3 years. So he's Mitzarif with brother one for year one. He's Mitzarif with brother two for year two, and brother three for year three. So he says, Ve'echad Mitzarif Imahim. Hare Elu Shalosh Edyos, they're viewed as three independent testimonies, so there's no issue of Karov here. But Vehein Edus Achas LaZama, with respect to Hazama, and not until all four of these Edim now are found to be Zomim, will he have to pay. So just look at Rashbam for a second. Rashbam says, Hare Elu Shalosh Edyos, Ulahachi Kash Edus, and for that reason it's a good Edus. The year that brother one is testifying, the other one's not testifying, so there's no issue of karov here. But with regards to Vehain, it's still viewed with regards to Hazama, it's viewed as one big Edis, says Rashbam, Shim Huzmu Mishalshin Beinem. If all four of them are found to be Edim Zomim, then they split evenly between the four. Vegam Eini Zomim Ad Shehazim Mukul. And also they don't become Hazama, the halachas of Hazama does not apply until all four are caught.
I think here it says that the single guy, the non-brother one, pays half.
Right, so that Rashbam doesn't explain that.
Right.
The Pasha says each Edis is separate. He pays a half of the first one, half of the second one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's stuck.
Yeah, he's stuck with
that. Fine. Gemara now says, Masnis, and our Mishnah is Dilo Kirebi Akiva. Desanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Kishaholach Abba Chalafta, when Abba Chalafta went. And now the Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Lil Motor, he went there to learn. The Vamar La Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Eitzel Abba Chalifta. Others say differently. That Rabbi Yochanan went to learn by Abba Chalafta. Lomo Torah. Amar Lo, he said, Hare Sha'ach Lashanim Rishona Bifnei Shnayim. Ye eat the first year in front of two Edim. Shnia Bifnei Shnayim, Shlishish Bifnei Shnayim. Mahu, what's the halacha? Amar Lo, Hare Zah Chazaka. That's a very good Chazaka. Who says you have to have two Edim who see all 3 years? So he says, Amar Lo, Afani Omerkin. I think the same halacha is true. That makes a lot of sense to me. Elo, the problem is that Rabbi Kiva Chalik Bidavar Zeh. Sheyer Rabbi Kiva Omer Davar Velo Chatzi Davar. No, if you have two Edim only in 1 year, that's only a Chatzi Davar. That's not the full thing. With regards to Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you need a full 3 years. So you can't have an Ed or two Edim testifying on a Chatzi Davar. A year is meaningless. So Rabbi Kiva argues and says it's not considered Edim. You need a good Chazaka. You need two Edim that see the entire 3 years, the entire Davar. Rabba fine. So that's today. Rabbi Kiva has a Machlokas. So he argues. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan hai davar velo chatzi davar my avdilai. It's a good drasha Rabbi Kiva has. So what do they say? What's chatzi davar that doesn't work? So they say, e my avdilai, e leim, if you say it refers to lemute echad omer achas begava, vechas omer achas bekrisa. It's referring to the edim about whether or not a woman has shnei saros or not. Shnei saros, whether or not she's a gedola. So if one aid says they found a sara on her back area, and one says bekrisa on her front area, so you have one aid on each hair. If that's what we're coming to exclude, Hai Chatzi Davar, Chatzi Eidesi. That's a half an Eidus, not a half object, because an Eid Echad is only a Chatzi Eidus. There's nothing to even talk about there. Eid Echad for one item and an Eid Echad for another item, that's certainly worthless.
Well, each of them also are only saying they saw one hair, right, in that case. Right. Neither of them is saying that they saw two hairs, so you don't even have one Eid in that case.
No, you do have one Eid. One Eid and one hair. You have a Chatzi Eidus and a Chatzi Davar.
But you have each aid saying they saw one hair. So neither of them is even giving a complete aidus, klap aid, shtei saros.
But I think the chatzi aidus here is referring to the amount of aidim here. I think you'll see from the next case here.
But question is, let's say there will be two aidim that she had one.
That's the next case. That's what I'm saying. So this is chatzi aidus means it's only an aid echad. As opposed to what they're testifying on, it's who's testifying.
Right.
But El Elamute is coming to exclude that Shnaim Omrim Achas Begava, two Adim now, who see a hair in the back. The Shnaim Omrim Achas Bekrisa, one in the front. So that's a Adis, because you have two Adim, but it's only a Chatzi Davar, because that which they are testifying about is only a half. You need Shnei Saros. One Sara is not good enough. So that's what Chatzi Davar is coming to, that's possible according to the Rabbanim. Where Akiva takes a step further, he thinks that no, to aid him even on 1 year, that's also called a chatzi davar according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabban argues that no, 1 year is still, that's a full aidus, it's a full everything. Even though it doesn't have any impact or anything, it doesn't create a chazak yet, it's still on a whole, it's a year since considered a whole davar. And there's a lot of discussion. We're not going to go through all the different, we showed them here, but there's a discussion. So what's the difference? Is that really so different? 1 year of 3 years seems to be one hair of two hairs. What's the svar to the mechalik between these two different inyanim? Well, that's a discussion. There's a long rashbam about this, but that's the basics of this gemara.
Siaras don't have to be together, or they do.
How close do they have to be with each other?
Yeah, is that the inyan or is?
I'm not sure. There is a discussion of being a shuma. I think they don't have to. You could have a one. If you have two adim that both see shnei saros,
yeah,
one bekrisa, one begava, that qualifies.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. The Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Echad Omer, Achla Chitim, the Echad Omer, Achla Sorim. So you have one aid that says 3 years you're eating, but the guy was eating wheat. And the other aid says, I agree, he was eating for those 3 years, but he was eating barley. So Harizu Chazaka. Review this, that's a good Chazaka. Now it sounds strange, because Maskevla Rabbi Nachman, El Meat, if that's the case, Echad Omer, Achla Rishon, Vishlishis, Vechamishis, Vechad Omer, Achla Shnia, Vishishishis. They're both saying 3 years, but different years. I say 8, 1, 3, 5. You said 2, 4, 6. We're both saying 3 years. Hachanam midavi chazaka. Would anybody say that's a good chazaka? Certainly not. So why, if I say you ate barley and you say, and the other guy says you were eating wheat, why should that be good? We're both saying 3 years, but the details are different. So it comes along, Amalei Rav Yehuda, hachi hashin. No, you have to understand the difference between these cases here. Hasam b'shasa de kamasid mar lo kamasid mar. The year that I'm testifying is not the year that you're testifying. I'm the odds and you're the evens. It's completely different testimonies here. But halcha, by the case of the wheat and the barley, tarvayu b'chadashasa kamasadi. We're both testifying about the same exact year. So Maikla Meimar. So what's the only difference? A small detail. Bein chitil asari lava daitayu dinshi. People are not paying so close attention whether it's barley or wheat he's eating. So says Rashbam, the very last Rashbam on the page here, that ein mavinin yofe bein kemachitin le kemach sorin. People don't know how to tell so much between a barley flour and a wheat flour. People don't really know this. So that's something we could understand as being a mistake. But in the end of the day, we find it to be the case that they are testifying about the same 3 years, and it would qualify as a chazaka. Now this is a very interesting din here, because in any other halacha between chit and sorah, we would distinguish. It's not the same thing. It's a different fact. So I didn't look into this, but I would imagine that when it comes to the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, we're certainly more lenient than in Eidus in general. If we had a guy steal something, and the guy says, you stole wheat, and the guy says, no, you stole barley, I would imagine that wouldn't be considered a good Eidus here. But I'm guessing only because Cheskas Gimel Shanim has to be a Takana Derabanan according to many Rishonim, I'm guessing, I don't know, I'm guessing we're probably more Mako with regards to this halacha.
It seems that the Havavin is that it's an Eidus Mukheshes.
Right, but I'm saying, but I don't think we'd say this, but we end up, in the end of the day, we allow this to be a good Eidus. So I'm wondering if we would say this by all cases of wheat and barley.
I mean, we said by Bapatsia that if somebody's supposed to plant one and plants the other one, that they could say, being Zerber, Barbi, Kamlach, that
right.
It's going to work out for me because he planted the wrong thing. That's not what I said.
So there must be a distinction here, but I didn't get a chance to look into this. Right, he quotes The Tosfos talks about this, maybe? No. All right. Tzarchin, but again, imagine there's what to talk about here. So let's stop here.